So this is Navi 42. We return to Shmuel Beis. We last left David HaMelech ensconced in his monarchy and Klal Yisrael more or less at peace. And therefore the time was ripe for the Melech to fulfill that mitzvah which is incumbent upon our entry into the land of Israel. Remember the Gemara says, the Rambam quotes at the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, there are three mitzvahs: to appoint a king, to exterminate Amalek, and to build the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Malchus being entrenched and Amalek being destroyed, the time came to build the Beis HaMikdash. And that is this shir, David in the Beis HaMikdash. Because as we well know, it was not to be. And the Beis HaMikdash was not built until decades later, almost 40, even 45 years after David first had the idea. And the question is why it was not to be. First, how did the idea arise? So this is a continuation of the Haftarah on Shemini, Parsha Shemini, that dealt with the sin of Uzzah and the bringing of the Aron HaKodesh to Yerushalayim. So it starts in number one, Shmuel Beis, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. Vayehi ki yashav hamelech beveiso, v'ashem heiniach lo misaviv mikol oivav. Came to pass, the king was settled on his throne, and Hashem had given him peace, respite, from all his enemies. Rashi says in 2, Vashem heiniach lo amar, harein iskayem, the pasuk is fulfilled, v'hiniach lochem mikol oivechem, v'shaftem betach, that God has let you rest from your enemies, you dwell securely. Maksiv acharov, it's a pasuk from Re'eh. V'hayo ha-makom ashe yivchar, me'ato aleinu luvnos beis ha-bchira. Right after it says, you'll come to the land, and you'll conquer it, and you'll dwell serenely, it says, the place that God will choose, that's where you will settle. V'asal amnucho v'la nachalo, that's nachalo. So David said, now the time has come to build the Beis HaMikdash. This is his reasoning. Vayomer HaMelech al Nason HaNavi, says to Nason, Reino Anochi Yoshei Beveis HaRazim, look, I am now dwelling in a house of cedar. V'aron Elokim Yoshei B'soch HaYiriyah. And the Aron Hashem dwells within a curtain, meaning not even a building. So I'm dwelling in more elaborate conditions than the Aron Bris Hashem is. So it didn't seem right to David. It's very reasonable, very noble proposition. So Nason said to the king, whatever is in your heart, go and do. Ki Hashem imach, God is with you. Meaning Nason Hanavi subscribed, confirmed what David said to him. So there is a piskah in the psukim. There's a parsha break. That night something happened. There's another break. God spoke to Nason, essentially to tell Nason, to tell David, David, now is not the time. Are you the one who's going to build the house for me? I didn't dwell in a house. I mean, the Aron Hashem was not in a building, a permanent building, from the time the Jews left Egypt till now. And I've dwelled in a tent, Omoed, and the Mishkan, Gilgal, Shiloh, etc. So therefore it doesn't seem necessary. And wherever the Jews moved, God says, did I ever say a word to one of the leaders of Israel, the shepherds of the Jewish people, why haven't you built me a house of cedar? God said, never said any such thing. So therefore you'll say now to David that I raised you from being a shepherd, Leos Nagid Ami Yisrael, to be the leader, the prince over Israel, Ve'yemcha, I'll be with you, B'chol Asher Halachto, I'll be with you wherever you go, V'acharisa eskol yivecha mipanecha, I'll destroy your enemies before you. V'asisluch Hashem gadol k'shem agdolim asher baretz, and I'll make you a great name as well. You'll dwell here in peace, etc. And then it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel that you won't build it. Hu yivne bayis l'shmi. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk before, ki yimlu'u yamecha v'shochavto es avosecha, your days will be filled, complete, you'll dwell with your fathers, you'll die. V'kimasi zarecha charecha, I will confirm your offspring after you, asher yetzei mimeecha. V'achinosi es mamlachto, I will make his kingdom firm, be consolidated. Hu yivne bayis l'shmi. So your son, note, David did not have a son named Shlomo yet, but your son will build this house to my name, for my sake. V'chonanti es kisei mamlachto ad olam. And I will make him, I will confirm his throne forever. Ani elo la'av hu yili l'bein. I'll be a father to him, he'll be my son. Asher b'ha'avoso b'ochachtiv b'shevet an'ashim u'v'negei b'nei adam. So when he sins, I'll chastise him with the rod of men and the afflictions that afflict ordinary people. But v'chazdi lo yasur mimenu. My chesed, my kindness will never be removed. V'nemon b'escho mamlachtucha ad'olam l'fanecha kisacha yenachon ad'olam. Your throne, Malchus Beis David, will endure forever, as we know that it does. So first, Nason said, good, wonderful idea. Nason receives a communication from Kadosh Baruch Hu, who tells him, bad idea. Why is it a bad idea? So Rashi says in number 2, Vayiba Laila, who quotes the Medrash, Amar B'chanina Bar Papa, Amala Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Nason. God said to Nason, Ha'adom hazeh shani mishalechacha etzlo, Mahir hu. The man that I've sent you to, David, Mahir. Mahir means he's hasty. Shema yiskar palim in imsesi mafsido maher. Maybe he will already hire workers. David is very assiduous, very enthusiastic. He has an idea, carries it out. There's a reason, right? Maybe he'll hire workers and start building, it'll be destroyed. And more low, lo atotiv nabayis. So Chanina said he's a mahir. Reb Simon Omer, Hadam Azeh Shini Mishlecha Etzlo, Nadron Hu. He's not necessarily Mahir, he's a Nadron. What's a Nadron? An inveterate vow taker, meaning he'll swear he'll do it. Kinyan Shinim Asher Nishba L'Hashem Ned L'Avir Yaakov, Yemavo Bol Beisi, Shema Yomar Eini Yochev Eini Shosat She'esekach. Lest David take a nether. I'm not going to eat, not going to drink until I get to build the base of Mikdosh. So go quickly. That's Balailahu, that's why it's set aside. Go immediately to David and tell him it's not to be. Mahir, Nadron, means that from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the time was not right. David was too hasty, too impetuous, too insistent, too fast. Timing is all wrong. This is something, of course, with which we are quite familiar today. We can't build the Beis HaMikdash because the time is not right. And even if we would think that the inhibitions to building the Beis HaMikdash are national, say there's an irreligious government that's insensitive to these areas, or the inhibitions are international, what will the world say if we would destroy the mosque and the shrine and build the Beis HaMikdash? That, in fact, is only on the surface. The real reason we can't build the Beis HaMikdash is because, by definition, as of yet, we're unworthy to build the Beis HaMikdash. If we were worthy, it would work itself out. So therefore, the real inhibitions are min ha-shamayim. Lo atot tivne bayis l'shmi. There are also people in our generation who are mahirim, the nadranim, they're impetuous, they're hasty, they want to push the cates forward. But you see, to build a building, just a building, when we're not worthy, so it'll be destroyed in 6 months, be destroyed in a year, because we won't be able to sustain it. It's not the building, it's the people. The people require a life lived according to divine inspiration. If we're worthy, then it's built. If we're not worthy, then the edifice itself will collapse. That basically is Nosson's message to David HaMelech. But if you look at the Psukim, there's no real reason given. The Medrash says, he's Mahir, he's Nadron. There's no real reason given that we could put our finger on necessarily, except to say, as some of the Mefarshim do, in Pasuk Vav, God, I never dwelled in a house up. The Aaron never dwelled in a house up to now. The Shechina did not rest on a permanent edifice up to now. Wherever I took them, I never asked for it. So that's saying the time is not ripe. Why the time is not ripe is not elaborated upon here necessarily. The Malbim says that the reason is twofold. One, to build the Beis Hamikdash, we need the Malchus Kayemes Bilti Mufsekes, an enduring dynasty that will not end. Until this time, there have basically been Shoftim, one who just succeeded the other without any reference to the predecessor, and two Malachim of substance, Shaul from one tribe and David from another tribe. There was no dynasty. You had just individuals reign. God said you need a dynasty so the Beis HaMikdash should be perceived as the binyan of Malchus Yisrael and not a particular Melech Yisrael. That's why, Bakimosia Zaracha Acharecha, when I raise your offspring after you, Hu Yivne Bais L'Shmi. Once a son succeeds a father as Melech, that's a dynasty. Additionally, the Malbim says you require for Beis HaMikdash Minucha Hechleitis, absolute peace, absolute serenity. So David was triumphant, but in fact it wasn't absolute peace. As we see, the next parak, he goes to war again against the Plishtim. Yet, that is not the famous reason for David's failure to build the Beis HaMikdash, as is well known to all of us. That reason, which requires understanding, which will be the basic subject tonight, is found in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Erech HaBez, in number 3 in the handout. Vayikrash L'Shlomo Beno, so before the end of David's life, he calls Shlomo his son, Vayetzaveh L'Vnos Bayis L'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. He commands him to build a house, Beis HaMikdash. Vayomer David L'Shlomo Beno, David says, Bni Ato, Heyem L'Vavi L'Vnos Bayis L'Hashem Hashem Elokei. You be with my heart, meaning do what I wanted to do, remember those words, to build a house, L'Shem Hashem. Vayihi Olai Dvar Hashem Lemor, and God's word had come upon me saying, Dam L'Rov Shofachto, you have shed much blood. U'Milchamos G'dolos Asisa, you've waged great wars. Lo Tivne Bayis L'Shmi, you will not build a bayis to my name. Ki Damim Rabim Shofachto Arzu L'Fonoi, because you've shed much blood on the ground before me. But God said, Hine ben elad lecha, hu yeh ish minucha, v'nichos v'mikol v'mikol v'misaviv, you'll have a son, he'll be a man of peace, not a man of war. I'll give him respite from his enemies. Ki shlomo yeh shmo, his name will be peace. Shlomo, v'shalom, v'shaket, v'shalom, so shalom v'shaket, the peace and quiet, at Tena Yisrael B'yomav, I'll put on the Klal Yisrael in his days. Hu Yivne Bayis L'Shmi, and that's exactly what David told Shlomo HaMelech. It would seem then, so this idea is not mentioned in Shmuel Bez, it would seem from the surface, especially as the simplistic understanding is that David was not on a high enough level to build the Beis HaMikdash. Because here he was a man of war, he did wage the wars of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, conquering Eretz Yisrael, killing his enemies. Ki damim rabim shafachto arzu lefanoi, Paradak in number 4, here at Divrei Hayomim. So this reason, dam larov shafachto zelo matzanu shemalo Hashem. God, we never find that God said this to him. In Shmuel Bez, Alatar, where we're discussing tonight, that parak doesn't mention anything about damim dam larov shafachto. Avol David Amar Kein Bilivo. David said this about himself. Ki mipnei ze min ha'or Hashem l'vnos bayis. Because of this, God prevented him from building the Beis HaMikdash. Or maybe Nasan Hanavi Amar lo, okay, maybe Nasan told him. Even though it wasn't written in Shmuel, in the book of Shmuel, there are many cases where you find something mentioned, Divrayam, that's not mentioned in Shmuel itself. Because he shed much blood, therefore he is not, God prevented him, precluded him from building the Beis HaMikdash, which is for peace, atonement of sin, the glory of tefillah, just like we have in Isser, in the Torah, mentioned at the end of Yisro, that when you build the Mizbeach, lo tanif aleihem barzel, you can't use iron. Iron being an implement of war, the Mizbeach had to be made therefore with the shamir, a sort of worm that maneuvered its way through and carved out the stones for the Mizbeach, but an iron tool could not be used upon it. So that's what the Radak says, that's the simple pshat. Of course, that simple pshat conflicts, one, with what we know of David HaMelech, and two, the obvious point, that the Beis HaMikdash is so associated with David HaMelech. Mizmor Shir, Chanukas Habayis, the David, Harachman HaYakim Lano Asukas, David HaNofalas. So there are numerous references in Tanakh and in the Maamar Chazal to the Beis HaMikdash being called after David HaMelech. So it seems the fact that he did not physically build it is no impediment to naming it after him. Certainly the fact that he was a warrior is also no impediment. Furthermore, if you look at number 7, the Psikta Rabasi Parsha Beis, Miz Moshir Chanukas Abayis LeDavid, Bo Re Shlomo Bones Abayis Unigo L'Shmo Shel David. So you see, Shlomo builds the Beis HaMikdash, and yet it's called on the name of David. Elo David Hayu Roi Livnosa. David was worthy to build the Beis HaMikdash. Omar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said to him, Chayecho, Kol Damim Sheshofachto Hayu Lefonai Korbanos. All the blood you shed in battle before me, those are considered offerings, korbanos, like on the Mizbeach. Sheken ksiv ki domram shafachta arza lefonai, arba shimben yochoi, ein lefonai ele korbanos, v'shechad es benam lefnei Hashem, it's this week's sedra. Lefnei Hashem, anything which is lefnei Hashem, so that's a korban. Arza lefonai, so these are korbanos too, meaning David's exploits in battle were not, God forbid, derogatory or a diminution of David's high level. On the contrary, whatever he did was L'Shem Shemayim, and that God accepted, because that was the type of avodah that's necessary. It doesn't help to serve God in shul when you have to serve God on the battlefield. So that's what David HaMelech did. He served God on the battlefield. His wars were holy, just like the korbanos. So too, the Yalkut Shimoni, right here in Shmuel Beis, Remez Kuf Mem Hei. One pasuk says, Ha'atot tivna li bayis, uksiv lo tivna bayis l'shmi, ki damim rabim shafachto, kevan sheshoma David kach nisyore. Once David heard that he will not build the Beis HaMikdash because of damim rabim shafachto, he became frightened. Amar, Harei nifsalti milivnos Beis HaMikdash, I'm puzzled. I'm disqualified for building the Beis HaMikdash. Amri hu b'Rabbi Eloi, Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, David, al tira, don't be afraid. Chayecha kihem lefanai kitzvi v'chayol, which are korbanos also brought in the Mizbeach. Lekach ne'achayos, as a matter of fact. Lekach ne'mar shofachta arzo, vein arzo el tzvi v'ayal, shenemar al ha'oretz tishbechenu kamayim, also in Re'ei. Exactly what the Psikta Rabasi said. Further, so if now the psul of Dam Rav Shafrachta is not a psul, so why can't he build the Beis HaMikdash? Omar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Shimato Bonel, so Hu Kayom Veino Chorev. If you would build the Beis HaMikdash, it would be destroyed. It would always endure, rather, and would never be destroyed. Amru lo, they said to God, Hare Yofa, that's good, it's not bad. Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Goli v'tzafui lefanai shem asidim lachata. God says, it's revealed before me, the Jewish people will sin. V'ani mafig chamasi bo machrivo, and I will extend my anger against it, the Beis HaMikdash, destroy it. V'heim nitzalim, and they will be saved. So that's why David could not build the Beis HaMikdash. So what exactly does this mean? Let's turn the page for a second. Look at number 9. We'll offer three reasons why, in fact, David did not build the Beis HaMikdash, trying to understand in context what this Kidam L'Rov Shafacht is. It's not the reason why, in the simple sense, that because he was a warrior, because that's a schus for David HaMelech that he's a warrior. The Michtam Elio writes, or Elio Dessler, in the second Chalek, that David's fear, Kidam L'Rov Shafachta, on one level, is that every act we do has an effect on our midos, even meritorious acts. Whatever we do has an effect. So maybe, in fact, that David went to battle, maybe combat itself left a negative imprint on his soul, and at the very least impaired his compassion. And therefore, since a warrior has to have a certain dispassion about what he does in battle, think of that Marine general a few weeks ago who gave a speech saying he enjoys killing the Muslims in Afghanistan. It's a real hoot. They abuse women, they killed Americans, etc. So a soldier, an officer, a leader in battle has to have a certain equilibrium about warfare. So David felt maybe that left him less of a rahamon than is required to build the Beis HaMikdash. So God said to him, no, absolutely not. That your combat, your fight, the casualties you caused in battle, they are tamim, perfect before me, exactly like karbanos. So if that's the case, why couldn't David build the Beis HaMikdash? So at number 9, Rav Dessler quotes the Chazal we just read, that God's thinking, so to speak, was, if David built the Beis HaMikdash, it could never be destroyed. So God would rather apply his anger to Eitz and Vavonim, to wooden stone, a building, than to Jews. Better save the Jews than allow a building to exist without Jews. Mikad lo madnu she'ilu nivne Beis HaMikdash kaze shenyecho lecharev hoisa sakona v'kitrug chas v'shom l'kal Yisrael. That if, from here we learn that if the Beis HaMikdash had been built in such a way it could never be destroyed, it would have been a terrible danger for the Jewish people. Why? Gedar anyanu she'kol she'mishamesh b'tor kli tzor she'tia kedusha sa'kli kvi erach kedusha sa'mishpo. It's obvious, axiomatic, that something which serves as a vessel for something else, the sanctity of that vessel has to be at least equivalent to the sanctity of the one who's using it. Or better said, the sanctity of the mishtamesh has to exceed the sanctity of the kli. But when the sanctity of the vessel exceeds that of the user, that's already a desecration of what's holy that will cause terrible, unending destruction. Since the one using it is not using it in the proper way, so it's considered a desecration of the kli. In other words, a kli is only as holy as its user. When the kli is holier, that's a chil kedusha that demands rectification. One thing has to go, either the vessel or the user of the vessel. We're all better off if the vessel is destroyed, because buildings can be replaced, people can't be replaced. David's kli, built with the proper intention, would have been perfect, would have necessitated, chas v'shalom, the destruction of the user, and therefore it could not be. Of course, we can make an argument. Let David build the Beis HaMikdash, and his influence on the people will be such they won't be able to sin. So Nerav Dessler suggests a somewhat esoteric pshat that we'll just touch on. You can read this at home if you want. That in fact David's Mikdash was based on din. It was a lower level than it could have been. It was based on Midas HaDin and not Midas HaAva, Midas HaRachamim. That Midas HaDin, of course, the Ramban says, is symbolized by Milchama. It's the last line. Because Milchama is the essence of Midas HaDin, God's attribute of justice. What's the Midas HaDin, what's the justice here? So that's found in the Pasuk. Why did David want to build the Beis HaMikdash entirely? Not because he was moved to build the Mikdash inherently, but because he made a simple comparison, an equation. Re'eina anochi yoshe b'veis arazim. I built a palace for myself. Here I am dwelling in a house of cedar. V'aron aron elokim yoshe b'soch hayriyah. And God's Aron HaKodesh is dwelling within a curtain. So therefore, that comparison itself, that equation, is based on Midas HaDin. Midas HaDin is the world of absolutes. In the world of absolutes, David was found wanting, because he didn't say, I want to build the Beis HaMikdash because Hashem deserves a Mikdash l'chvodo. He said, I want to build the Beis HaMikdash because it's not right. It's not right. I dwell in a palace and the Aron Hashem dwells in a curtain. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash though, he built it before he built his palace. That the Navi Melachim Aleph emphasizes. And therefore, Shlomo's desires flowed from Ava. If David had built the Beis HaMikdash through Ava, meaning an inherent sense of propriety, I should build a Beis L'Chvod Shamayim, then Reb Dessler says that even the people's sins would have been erased and the Beis HaMikdash would have endured forever, leading to the problem that he raised earlier, that eventually, centuries later, they become unworthy of a Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo's Ava, such that it was on a lower level. Thus David's Mikdash, which stemmed from Din, would have been on a lower level than Shlomo's, which came from Ava. Therefore, Reb Dessler said Shlomo had to build the Beis HaMikdash and not David HaMelech. David, on the one hand, was too sublime to be able to relate a Mikdash to the people's level, and on the other hand, because his thought process was somewhat flawed, again, it's on the level of, Gadol HaOlam, his thought process, his reasoning was somewhat flawed based on the relative. I am here, therefore the Aron Hashem should also be in at least as good, if not a better place. So therefore he became unworthy to build the Beis HaMikdash. I want to just look inside and see how he expressed this. It's the fourth paragraph, beginning, V'cheinin and Kan. Ilu bono David HaMelech alav Hashem es Beis HaMikdash mibchinas Ava uvizchastus em Hashem Yisbarach lohoya baze kitrug al Yisrael im gam yechetu acharkach. If the Mikdash had been built through David's auspices on the highest level, so then it would have always evoked God's kindness, and even their sins would have been eradicated. Because the Hisaurus Milamata of David's building based on Ava would have aroused such compassion above that the sins of Klal Yisrael would never have existed. But that was only if David had made that request. Once he made the request to build it based on Din, then those parameters did not exist. The sins of the Jewish people would not have been erased in a Mikdash perpetually. Mikdash built based on Din, and therefore David himself could not build the Beis HaMikdash. It was left for Shlomo, who indeed came forward with the proper equation. Before I even build a house for myself, I have to take care of the Machon Shivtei Olamim. That is what Rav Dessler says. The two other reasons we'll look at also along these same lines. Number 11 is from Or HaRayon, Perek Gimel. That's a philosophical work of a, I suppose we could say, nationalistic bent, written by Meir Kahana, Hashem Yikom Damo. So he says that the very notion that the Navi would look askance on David's eradication of Rishayim is absurd. Shemi sasam hi mitzvah. Their death is a mitzvah. Misha harigasam kilu maybe karban. A person who kills a rosh, it's like bringing a karban to Hashem. As Tanhuma says in Pinchas, that Pinchas killed Zimri and Cosby by chaper al bnei Yisrael. What is kapar? B'chi karban ikriv. Shenemar bo kaparo. To teach us that whoever kills a Rasha, it's as if he's bringing a carbon to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says these words of Chazal are an absolute refutation to the, he always used caustic language, to the prevaricators and the fools who corrupt God's word and say that David cannot build a base of Mikdash because Damim Rabim Shafachta Arzo. And they try also to apply it, of course, to our generation as well. So it means that they just don't understand what Chazal say. Is there even a child in the yeshiva ketana who would think that David, who fought all of God's wars, somehow sinned by fighting these wars? That this person, whom Malchus Yisrael inheres in his descendants, Shemashiach Sikenu Yetzim Mer, Mashiach emerges from him. Chata b'mulchamos v'shvichas damim, so he sins somehow in battle. So that can't be. Ksilu sam olal ziufam. Their foolishness arises on top of their corruption. So then you have to understand the reason. Why is it that David did not build the base of Mikdash? So he says as follows. The simple reason why God wants to build a base of Mikdash, he says it very beautiful now. The base of Mikdash symbolizes a world that is perfect. Perfect. All good. That God really desired, so to speak, or wishes that we would have in this world, subject, of course, to human bechira. Uvalam kazeh bevadei ein milchama. In such a perfect world, there's no war. Ki ein ra, there's no evil. War is only the result of the presence of evil. Vein shvichas dam kein risham. There's no bloodshed because there are no evil people. Yesh rak shalom ve'ava. There's only peace and there's only love. So therefore, even though it's a mitzvah to go to war against Rishon and to spill their blood, mikol makom, ein lo zeh makom b'seim el shaholam shekulo tov, d'hainu beis hamikdash. There's no place in the repository, in the symbol of all good in the world, which is the beis hamikdash. There can't be any representation, any reflection of any type of association with Muhammad. So that's what Chazal meant. Not that Damram Shafachta is a crime or a sin, but because Damram Shafachta and Ish Milchama cannot build a base of Mikdash, which is Kulo Tov and Kulo Shalom, because then it looks like the Mikdash arises out of conquest, out of war, and that itself detracts from the very purpose of the base of Mikdash. Even though Milchama can be a mitzvah, Milchama can never symbolize the perfect world. And indeed, what's the perfect world we look for? Not the defeat of our enemies. The perfect world is God is Hamavarech Hasamis Rabba Shalom. That's the perfect world. Osa Shomim Roma, Vuyasa Shom Aleinu. When we always speak of the perfect world, so granted there may be, until we get there, the necessity of war. But the perfect world does not involve war, does not involve conquest, does not involve Rishayim. The perfect world is Hu Yasser Shalom Aleinu, U'mala Haaretz Deyas Hashem Kamayim Al Yom Chasim. The world filled with knowledge of God, peace, brotherhood, friendship, everyone serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. So in that sense, not that he was unfit from a moralistic or ethical standpoint, that's not the reason at all. Rather, David HaMelech could not build the base of Mikdash simply because he was a conqueror, and a conqueror can have no role in the Mikdash. Shlomo didn't have to conquer. He lived in an era of complete tranquility for the Jewish people. So therefore, he was naturally the proper one to build the Beis HaMikdash. Hu yivne bayis l'shmi. Finally, Rav Nevensol, Rav Avigdor Halevi Nevensol, now one of the Ramim, Mashgiach Ruchani at Netiv Aryeh in Yerushalayim, the Rav of the Old City, so in his Sichot to Sefer Shmos, I think it's in Truma. So he asks a very interesting question, which I didn't copy here, but we've discussed in the past. Very interesting question. So you have in the Tarag Mitzvahs, hundreds of mitzvahs which are not observed today, because they involve the Beis HaMikdash. So why do we say the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Because of our sins. So he asks a very powerful question. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed because of our sins? If we sin and don't wear tefillin, so God takes away our tefillin? If we sin and don't keep kosher, so he takes away our kosher food, takes away the shechita knives. Why, just because we sin in the Beis HaMikdash, did God take away the Mikdash? After all, it's a chefta shel mitzvah. It's a place of avodah, right? Because people talk in Jewish. You tear down the building and not allow people to daven. What's the comparison? Why is it only in this realm that if Klal Yisrael sin, that entire gamut of halacha is taken away from us? And we have to await the reconstruction of the Beis HaMikdash and return of the avodah. So he answers that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is kavanas halev. It's not the building. It's to perfect the people. As you see, the very first command that God gave us regarding the Mishkan, I cite it number 6, the beginning of Truma. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'kli Truma, bring a Truma to me. Me'is kalesh she'yidvenu libo tikhus Truma si. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is the lathe. He wants our heart. He wants our minds. That's what is perfected in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a perfection of physical avodah, that we get the mechanistic acts of service correct. And all we have to do is take the menachos properly and do the zrikas adam properly, and then it doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter how we behave. Such a thing is completely false. Whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is kavana salev. In a better sense, it's tahara salev. V'tahar libeinu lavducha bemes. And that's why I noted earlier, that's why David said in Divrei Hayomim, when he spoke to Shlomo and charged him regarding the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Bini, hayeim livavi livnos bayis L'shem Hashem Elokai. You have to be with my heart. Meaning you have to have the same intention, the same focus. The purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to arouse our hearts and our minds to God's service, and Dveikus Bashem. Look at number 12. Hezber Zeh, Kochol Yafel Lorak L'Nyana Karbanot Bilvah. This explanation, that it's for Kavanas Halev, applies not just to Karbanos. It applies to the general command regarding building the Mishkan. As the Sefer Chinuch writes, God needs a tent of curtains. Afilu Beit Eved Mudar, he needs a fancy, splendid home of stone. Not so. In fact, Shlomo said in his tefillah in Melachim Aleph, when he consecrated the Beis HaMikdash, he asked, the heavens and the heavens of heavens, galaxies cannot contain you. Afki abayis azah shabanisivs, abashabanisivs, this bayis will contain you. That can't be. Imkain Elokim einot tzarech mikdash. God doesn't need the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we don't have it today. Adam tzarech mikdash. Man needs the Beis HaMikdash. But kol tachli toshel mikdash al ha'avodav anisim shibo hila aware leiv ha'dam l'dveikus baborei. The whole purpose of the mikdash and the avodah and the miracles is to arouse the heart of man to cleave to the Creator. As the Chinuch writes, binyan bayis l'shem yisbarach v'asoseinu bo tfilos v'karbonos eino ela kol ochina l'vobos. It's only to prepare our hearts. That's why the Beis HaMikdash exists. Nimsa, skip down. Shebeli shituf halev, without the heart being adjoined to the activities, ein kol tam l'binyan ha-mikdash l'avodas ha-karbanos. There's no reason to build a mikdash. There's no reason for karbanos. V'chein hoya. Once there is a severance between the lave of Klal Yisrael and the avod of the mikdash, so the avod had to stop and the binyan had to collapse. It had to be destroyed because there was no longer an animating force. The animating force of the base of Mikdash is not the Shekhinah. The animating force is the Taras HaLev of the Jewish people. Now he adds in number 13, this applies to something else as well, worth it to ponder. Mashenachom Masher LaMikdash Shehu Si Kedusha Samakom Ba'olam, what applies to the Mikdash, which is the epitome, the apex of holiness of place in this world. This applies to the land of Israel too. The land of Israel is also just a means to an end. It's a means to service of God. It has to be the framework, the plateau on which mitzvahs are performed. An aid to cleaving, the cleaving of the heart and the intellect to God. Yeshivat Eretz Yisrael eina b'shum ofen erech haba ketachalif l'kima mitzvot. So dwelling in the land of Israel by no means is a substitute for mitzvahs. As you used to hear from secular Israelis, they all know one chazal, the yeshivas eretz ha-shkul, can I call it mitzvahs? So as long as they live there, it's enough. They don't have to perform any mitzvahs. Of course, it's not just absurd, it's idiotic. Because in Bechukosai Teilechu, then Yishatul Batach Barzachem. But if because I load Teilechu, you'll be exiled. So what's the whole svar? But those psukim they don't know, that Maimer Chazal they do know. So in fact, Eretz Yisrael is also just a means to an end. And the same basic structure applies. If it ceases to be a means to an end, meaning it's not used for mitzvahs, it's also taken away from us. That is history. Ad Hayom Azeb. So there's a parallel fate that applies to the Beis HaMikdash and to the land of Israel. When we cease to use them as means to draw near to God, they were taken from us. Both the Beis HaMikdash and the land of Israel. Why? Because whenever you have a means, if it's not used properly, so then it's not the means anymore. And it's unnecessary, and it's removed from us. That is the reality of Jewish life. It's lost. David, what he did, essentially, was prepare the lave of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we could say, Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid. Shlomo, skip to this third paragraph. Ve'umanov natnu amnamet hachachma ma'asid l'binan mikdash. Shlomo physically built it. Avo David natanat alev. David gave the mikdash its heart, its essence. The kevan shekol mahut ha-mikdash yevodat alev, since the whole purpose of the mikdash, the essence, is its internal dimension. Nimsa sheker ki yumashu mikdash b'Yisrael hu b'zchut David, shenatan bo at kol libo. Even the people called the house after David because they knew that David gave the house its substance, its lave, its ruach. So if that's the case, if David could give it its lave, why in fact did he not build the Beis HaMikdash? So here Reb Nevinson quotes his Rebbe in 14, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rosh Yeshiva of Mir, who said as follows, very interesting and thought-provoking idea. He says, last paragraph, She'im yibonei ha-mikdash b'doro shel David. If David had built the base of Mikdash in his generation, Dor ha-lochamim u'chamot Hashem, the generation which they waged war, God's wars, Alul ha-om le'arei b'vinyato, Bivniyato, Gam Kavanot Nasavod. The people would have commingled in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash other thoughts as well. That the Mikdash is not just the place of Avodah, it's not the place of Taras HaLev, it has other benefits to it, ancillary benefits. Shamikdash Yogen al Yisrael. It protects us from our enemies. Yitrus Nafshim Miatzone. It'll be the source of salvation. Enemies will come. We don't have to be worthy. We'll just bring korbanos and hocus pocus. The enemy will disappear. Shezchud Avodat HaMikdash Tisayesh Atzlichu B'Muchama. Or the merit of the Avod in the Mikdash will enable us to succeed in battle. Well, the whole purpose of the Mikdash is to bring peace, as David did. Nimtza Shotia HaKavana Shleima Livnelto Lishma. It'll come out that the intention in building the base of Mikdash is incomplete. It's not perfect. It's not built L'Shem Shemayim. It's not built Hu Yivne Bayis L'Shmi. For the name of God, for the sake of God, it'll be built in order to serve as really what the Goyim call a temple, a holy place, a place of mystical superstitions, a place where we go to evoke a divine power, to operate in a way which is not based on causality. Causality being b'chira chavshis har v'onash, but is based simply on our performances, our mechanical behaviors in the base of Mikdash. That can't be. HaMikdash lo yibonel l'shem avodas habari b'tarasov. The Mikdash is not built to serve God in purity. It can't be built. So that's what God said to David HaMelech. That dom l'rov shafachta. You waged war. You were conqueror. You vanquished all the enemies of Israel. If people then associate the Beis HaMikdash with you as the builder of the Beis HaMikdash, they'll say, ah, the Beis HaMikdash is related to triumph in battle. It's our the source of our strength in battle, this building. Then already, it's not Meis Kalisha Sheid Ven Alipo. That's not the lave. That's a binyan Beis HaMikdash for ulterior motives. That can't be. But when they're at peace and there's no war, Shlomo reigns, Hu Yivne Bayis Lishmi. Shlomo, whose very name is peace, he'll have the proper intention in building the base of Mikdash mitoch kavanot teora l'avodat Hashem, with a pure intention to God's service. That's exactly the reason why David cannot build the base of Mikdash, and it's no steer. The psukim fit in perfectly. Not the simplistic explanation because he went to war. It's a deeper, it's a profound, that's very majestic interpretation. You shouldn't use the base of Mikdash, to the Makom of Mikdash for that matter, this is also common today, to make nationalistic statements. That's not Taras HaLev. That's not purity of heart. If we're perfected people, the Mikdash would be built already. It would be built because we would deserve to have it, and the world would be deficient if we didn't have it. Only reason why we don't have it today is because the world is not deficient because we don't have it, because we ourselves are deficient in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That one pristine moment in history, Shlomo Melech was the king, it was a time of peace, so Hu Yivne Bayis L'Shmi, no ulterior motive at all, just to build the base of Mikdash. Three different reasons. David built based on din, not based on ava. David, as a conqueror, could not build a building which is kulo tov, because kulo tov represents a perfect level of existence. And milchama, even if it's a mitzvah, represents an imperfect level of existence. And as Rav Nevinsol said in Rav Shmulevitz's name, Dov did not build the base of Mikdash, so the Mikdash or the Avodah should not become a talisman, a good luck charm that people should use for prosperity in their personal finances, for success in battle. There's only one reason for the base of Mikdash. I quote, Meis Kalisha Yivenu Libo. It's the place of the Tahir Libenu L'Obducha Be'emes. And that day of Taras HaLev remains our goal. And we achieve that. That's when we'll be Zocha to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We pray, B'mehera B'yameinu. Amen. Okay.